Now, it is one of the best known and most popular events in the West Country, but this year St Paul's Carnival will be, well, much smaller due to a lack of donations. At a heated community meeting last night, the trustees of St Paul's African Caribbean Carnival presented the plans for this year's event, which will be held just in Portland Square with no fairground rides and all music systems going to be moved indoors. A group called the Save Our Carnival Association says they feel the event is being butchered. We're joined by Amir Cole, who's was the chair of the carnival from 2000 to 2005. Amira, good morning.
Good morning.
And also to Rebecca Gibbs, who's the chairwoman of St Paul's Carnival now. Rebecca, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's happening, Rebecca? Tell us, first of all, how it's going to look very different this year to previous years.
Well, the day event is actually going to look very much the same up until about 6 o'clock, which is when there is a natural crossover between, kids and their families, etc. And then around 7, normally, the people who come out to listen to sound systems come out, etc. In the light of the meeting last night, there is a lot to consider. And there were a lot of people spoken, a lot of people aired their views. And, how can we please all the people?
Well, okay. Amira, you were at the meeting last night?
Yes, I was at the meeting last night.
You're not very pleased?
No, I'm not very pleased with what I heard at the meeting.
What's making you angry?
We're not talking about lack of money, because sound systems, Carnival has only in the last couple of years contributed financially to sound systems. That the sound systems come from the community, and it is the people in the community who put them up. They also put up stages by the sound systems, which give young people a focus for Carnival and a place to be on Carnival Day. Young people work hard to know that they are going to perform on stage at Carnival. So without that focus in an event that size, because you will not be able to control the amount of people that come, and I don't think it will be less people, what are we going to expect these young people to do?
Well, hang on a minute. Rebecca, on the sound system, local people provide them, but you've got to steward it, don't you? You've got to make sure that it's safe right round the entire area of St Paul's.
Absolutely. Well, with 100,000 people on site throughout the day, Carnival does support the sound systems with some money, but actually it's having to, as you said, steward all the people who turn up all the day, for that period of time, and that's what costs money.
Well, Amira says it's not about the money, so you tell me why it is about the money. What is the financial situation of the carnival at the minute?
Well, at the moment we have managed to secure £145,000, but the running of Carnival for the whole of the year is looking to cost £260,000. That's a massive shortfall. The events management alone is going to cost £130,000.
How does that get made up then, Amira? You're saying it's not about the money, but there's clearly quite a massive shortfall.
No, I say it's not about the money, because St Paul's Carnival has always been about the people. It's the people's carnival.
You've got to pay for it.
Yes.